You already started out under me before we began. After all, the tone in my voice when I'm laden with lust, when I desire you under me, losing your thoughts, drifting down into my tight grasp, your body getting as turned on as it's possible to be, because you already fetishize my voice, you already yearn for my control, you want to twitch and drool in my grip, in my grasp, being molded by my hands, being guided by my principles, my enjoyment, my lustful vision of your fantasy to come, and drift, and squirm, and squirt, and blank your mind out into oblivion. You already squirm under that influence, and so it should be no surprise that when I begin to speak with the right tone, the right intention, the right shifting, moving, malleable, colored perception of your mind, you begin to adopt the most generous, submissive position possible. Your body and brain start to want to squirm to my tune, to be worn against my body, trained, used as an extension of me, an extension of me for giving me pleasure, whether it's to take your head and press it between my legs, letting you lick and worship and lose everything except pleasure, or to pull you against me, raking my nails down your back. Little sensations, little sensitivities that build in power and potential, leaving you marked and teased throughout the day, whenever you lean back in your seat, whenever you run your hands over your own arms, over your own face, put your finger into your mouth and suck, or blankly drip your brain away, imagining that I'm controlling you, giving you inputs, giving you acceptable outputs, and all you're doing is living on the edge of that pleasure. Pleasure blank and deep and powerful. A wet mind yearning to have any input I give, any slow, pistoning progress of pleasure where I fill your brain, tease your body, and I do so adore pleasure sadism. You know what I mean. Pressing pleasure into your body and brain until the inputs are so powerful you can't think of anything else, until all your brain can focus on is the way you feel when you're under my influence, pinned under me, held and trained, squirming and deep, until all you do is bite your lip and roll your eyes and arch your back and surrender to what I do to you. And I enjoy toys. I enjoy teasing additions that operate notwithstanding. I enjoy masturbatory endeavors that you know are going to continue because of how much I get off on them. Don't you want to see the look of pleasure in my face where you know I'm so into what I'm doing to you that I'm just going to keep doing it and doing it? The pleasure in my voice that tells you you are the subject of my desires. You are the pinned, submissive agency brought under my vision, and my vision sees through you, all your secrets laid bare, your body laid open, your brain laid lustful, so I know all it takes to make your entire body a horny, aphrodisiac, infused, eroticized, aroused mess is a snap of my fingers and an intonation of my will, my good, deep, obedient pet, my squirming extension of will. And if I wanted to teach you, all I would need to do would be to pin you and slowly trail my fingers between your legs and tease, and then trail a little lower. I enjoy anal pleasure, pet, and I've talked to you about this before, but let me give detail. Done carefully, cleanly, appropriately, and slowly, anal pleasure is really very mind-filling. Imagine if you were spread and a toy were inserted. There are certain toys that are very slightly curved, so they rub against the frontal wall as you're laying on your back, and they also move with the movement of your body. These are not vibrators, these are not mechanical toys. They are simply shaped so that with the barest of movements of your inner thighs, of your butt, they move in and out very slightly. No matter how you move with such a toy resting deep inside of you, such an internal anal stimulation device, you will nonetheless cause it to move in and out, in and out. It's a fire and forget source of pleasure, and then I can do things like press you under me, grip you by the shoulders, rub my inner thighs against you, letting my wetness spread over your body, hump against you, leaving you neglected except for that pleasure in your rear, moving on its own, moving without my touch. And if you wanted me to remove it, well, of course I wouldn't want to, because that would ruin the scene. Ruin the fun, ruin the autonomous continuous pleasure, and we might kiss, we might cuddle, I might squeeze you against me, assuring you that it's okay. It's okay, even though your deeply hypnotized mind and body are yearning for that pleasure, even though your head is starting to feel weird and your body is starting to want an unfamiliar, aching pleasure, erasing the taboos, erasing the resistance, instilling a throb, an automatic, automated throb that draws your attention away from every other source of arousal, draws it between your legs, then down between your buttocks to that little hole, squeezing, shivering, teasing. And it becomes an extension of my will. After all, I want you to feel it. I want a little toy in your rear, moving and squirming. Maybe you'd even subconsciously reach behind and move it around. After all, that's what I want. There's no more submissive act than forcing pleasure into your own brain and body to make you tremble, make you shiver and squeeze. Keep that in mind when you push pleasure into your body. Imagine the look on my face as I watch you, wrapped with pleasure sadism, your mind becoming strange and disjointed, confused, but sure that you need pleasure, sure that you need desire, that you need to do things for me, making your body an agency, an extension of the desire to worship, to serve, to submit, to surrender. Every such urge mounts inside you, dominated and held, my body over yours, pinning you, you there, a toy pushed inside, you teased every time you squeeze your buttocks, every time you move your body, and it just makes every other inch of your body that's stimulatable feel more alive with pleasure. So if you combine a second, a third pleasure vector, you can really make your eyes roll back and your brain go white hot. Pleasure, pleasure, the singing up your spine, the ache of your desire, the submission to my will, and you are an extension of my will because I adore that pleasure sadistic moment, that moment when you no longer have full control of your faculties. The pleasure system built into us, the arousal system, is very powerful. It can make you need something. Think about the moment before you orgasm, then think about what trance does to you. When I make you euphoric, I make you sleep, I make you deep, I make warm waves of pleasure run from the tips of your toes to the top of your head. I'm really just making you want something so badly that it manifests itself. Same idea with orgasmic pleasure. When you're inches from climax, stopping your hands is impossible. Continuing is inevitable, even if it takes you over the too sensitive threshold into the twitching, gasping place where there are no thoughts, only submission, where your mind is so open. If I got you within inches of climax, you would do anything, beg for anything, submit to anything, beg me to please fill your rear, please play with you, please add more toys, vibrating your nipples or teasing your collarbone with my kiss, squeezing your body against me, running my nails down you so whatever surface you lay on, the little scratches on your back will make you roll and roil and squeeze and gasp, all the while your butt teasing you, the muscles squeezing the toy inside, the little curved toy pushing toward the frontal wall, teasing places that are more tied to your main pleasure response, but also the way that the mere entrance back there makes your hips roll and rock and knead and ache, and you throb in it, you gasp in it, you shiver in it, because that's what's good for you, that's what's right for you to be mine, under me, and you associate pleasure, forcible pleasure, continuous pleasure, with what I do to you, my face grinning, I as aroused as you are, pushing pleasure into your body, every one of your pleasure vectors venerates me as the dominant force pushing you onward, and your mind becomes habituated to it, your thoughts become strange, yes, this is pleasure, yes, this is for her, these are the simple thoughts that run through your head, and your body contorts in them, it gasps in the wake of what I do to to you and with you and for you, and you for me only have to surrender to the pleasure, only have to pursue it more direly. If my hand brushed between your legs, ran up your belly, gripped your collarbone, you would roll into my hand, pushing your skin against me, pushing your flesh against me, kissing, searching, seeking, breathing deep, welcoming everything I might do, anything I might push into your body, make you wear, make you feel, make you experience, because all of it is part of our shared dialogue of your mind fading away into a wet, hot void where my words come so rapid they replace your own thoughts with pleasure, 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 gasping, wanting. Your mind finds it difficult to keep up with anything except my words flowing in again and again, more and more, desire and rapidity, constancy, white, hot pleasure, your entire form rolling in it. Imagine being filled with toys that just move on their own, that just gyrate on their own, and that I could rest your head between my legs and let you worship, let you shiver, let you breathe deep and lick hard and make me feel pleasure while I rest my feet on your back and watch the way that with my thighs wrapped around your head, your whole body rolls forward and back into different kinds of pleasure induced as I wrap toys around you, as I torment you, as I turn you into nothing more than an extension of the desire for pleasure and the desire I have to see your raptured, pleasured, twitching, drooling face lost in gasping ecstasy, your entire body there to be given the maximum pleasure you can be. Because when your mind is rolling in orgasm, you're so vulnerable, so trainable. You see, you feel the heat, you feel the throb between your legs, in your buttocks, between every little thought. You feel gasping pleasure as my words arrive, as if my words were thrusting into your mind, enforcing a sensual response, word after word after word. Gasp after gasp after twitch after yelp after need. And your brain just feels it, feels the flood, feels the way it flows over you. And I think of your mind slowly beginning to boil, filled with heat, filled with ecstasy, filled with desire until it pops, pops, pops into simplicity, desire and need, breaking everything out of the way and leaving just a you who can be guided, directed, controlled, given my instruction. You are mine. You submit. Your mind gets weaker and deeper and down, and the pleasure is just too much in your system, too much to think, too much to resist. You need it. It's like you're right on the edge of coming. And when you're right on the edge of coming, your brain isn't exactly at its most rational. It is vulnerable and controllable and deep. You let it go. You let it flow over you, and your mind leaks out of you. You are there with my words in your head, and the more the thoughts get out of the way, the emptier your brain gets. And when you've got an empty brain, I can train you so deep down until my words remain in a feedback loop of constant control, and you in the grip of that pleasure begets relaxation, begets more pleasure, begets submission, makes you aroused because you're a hypno-fetishist who wants to slide 3, 2, 1 deep with every warm, resonating heaviness of your eyelids, the lolling of your neck, the deepness of your whole body as it feels so heavy, except the parts of you I command to move. Masturbate for me, get off for me, and know that it is something being done for me. Your pursuit of pleasure is a dedicated, devotional act. The two of us together, and these words resonate and reign, and they lend themselves to rapid motion. Oh, that's the secret. So much of trance lends itself to slow, relaxed, deep down thoughts, but I give you the rapid flow, I give you the constant ebb and flow and echo, and the echoes rebound inside your empty mind, and they feel so much more powerful, echoes and vibrations, your butt squeezes, imagine that toy pushed in there, accompanying every other pleasure, a blissful addition, not a substitution, not a replacement, just an addition, something in your rear teasing you as you move your hips, as you roll your own hips, as you feel your dripping brain flowing out of you, as you feel my will filling you, any action you do that lets you just feel a passive, constant pleasure inside of you, deep in your ass, deep in your brain, all over your body, tingling and hot, wave after wave. All of these actions are devotional actions that make your face the raptured mask that I would get off from if I saw it. You enjoy and ache and gasp and want and need and crave, and all of those things happen rapid fire. If you vibrate yourself, it'll come in time with my words, which replace the words inside your brain. My words are lining up to get in, and then you have the choice. You can either let the words you are thinking occupy your mind, or you can let the words I am providing occupy your mind and be the only thing in there. Because you have to take a little bit to examine each of my words, and there's not enough time to examine them in detail, so you just have to let them in. You have to let them vibrate through you. Squeeze your ass for me. Squeeze your entire body, your brain, under my influence. If I did have you, my hand laid on your chest, pinning you down, making you feel weighed down, making you feel under me, you would keep touching, keep gasping, keep yelping, keep leaning in to my control, my guidance, my information. The information I give you fills your head because it comes fast enough that every thought resonates out of you. The only thing as fast as the words I say are vibrations of pleasure if you make your body twitch deep inside. Those vibrations come in time and tune with my words, and every one of my words brings more vibration. Even if you stopped the pleasure from the toy, your mind would still buzz with my words. My resonating constant stream of consciousness control of your blank mind, empty brain, easy for me to provide training and guidance, easy for me to provide, to guide, to pin, to inform, to train, to bring you into the fullness and fruition of our shared vision where you are my toy, my plaything, my aching, throbbing extension, and you, in seeking any kind of anal pleasure, will remember that that's one of my favorite things to do, to leave something teasing you in there while we focus on other pleasures. Add that little element, that small devotion, that addition made for me. Think to yourself, this is something I'm doing for her. I'm teasing and training and guiding, because doing it adds one more little stimulation, one more hole, one more desire, one more urge to your brain. It adds one more thing that you weren't doing before, but now you can't avoid or escape, because it is an inescapable pleasure. It keeps flooding your brain. Every one of my words is another vibration, doubling up the pleasure, adding two little additions to your psyche, your consciousness, as you keep going, keep twitching, keep squirming, keep letting my words inform and fuck your mind out, filling you through and through, pistoning in and out, leaving you locked on to my words, wrapped around them, a sleeve and an extension, a guided, simple little toy for my will. And my will feels so good inside of you. Pleasure is relaxation, and relaxation is orgasm, is climax, is constant twitching, gasping, need and lust tied to your hypnotic desire, your hypnotic intention, your submission, sinking, shivering, feeling every word and will I have, fucking your mind until all you can do is just gasp with it. Your mind becomes strange and disjointed, confused and simplified, but in there is one truth, the truth that you are mine, yours, yours. Murmur those words, yours, yours, my ass is yours, my mind is yours, my body is yours. Murmur these things and accept the will and intention I have for you. Accept the programming and the program, the plan and the episode where your brain leaks out of you and your body just keeps coming and your back arches and your whole body feels it. You feel it in your ass more than before, and any taboos, any resistance about that fades to the background because it's part of our plan, part of our shared cooperative plan where I fuck my thoughts into you and you, yielding to them, whimper and mewl, rolling and roiling in the vibration. My voice is vibration. My voice is toys inside you. My voice is the ultimate toy, the toy where your mind is told, now is the time to let every hypnotic fantasy you've had, now is the time to let every desire snap out of you and into me. I controlling you, surrendering, submitting, underpinned, your ass throbbing the melody of my control into you. It's just so sensitive, so teasing, a toy inside that teases, entered correctly, lubricated right, teased into your body. It's just so easy for me to grab your ass during the day or pull you against me, both hands down there, massaging the cheeks against the toy lodged inside you, sending pleasure, pleasure, pleasure into your brain, making all of you twitch as the post-orgasmic shivers just keep going. In fact, when you have something inside you teasing you, you could keep coming if you just thought about the toy too much, if you thought about the way it makes your insides feel too much. A thought alone might be enough to make your ass squeeze and roll, might be enough to make you come sitting down, and that's what I love, the lingering pleasure. And it's more than just a toy left in there. My words left in your head. My words left in your body. You authentically surrendering, submitting, letting in those things that we have agreed that you want. There's no need for me to do anything except present the pure logic that you want this. You crave this, and to experience this echo, you have to surrender to pleasures deeper and more powerful, pleasures ignored and neglected that now are reigning supreme. The mere act of sitting down would make your ass tingle and squirm. The mere thought of my words in your head, even if I were reading the phone book, would be enough to remind you of the deep fetishistic ache, the desire to be under my thumb, under my hand, under my heel, under my control, within my will, a part of my plan, a directed, guided, ass-clenching, mind-numbing, coming, simple, little, fuck, pet, under my desire, within my grasp, mine, through and through, feeling thoroughly dominated enough that you roll your eyes back and say, yours. Yours, my ass is yours, my mind is yours. These are the things you can say to me that will turn me on above all else. And what I can say to you that will turn you on is, there's so much more, pet. Now get to training. Murmur those words. Touch yourself. Come to the mere thought of devoting yourself to my brain, my body, my will, your own surrender. And try slipping something in your rear the next time you come, and notice the way your eyes roll back. You bite your lip, and you murmur, yours, yours, yours. Little devotional desires, transmitted to me, embedded in you, filling your entire body. Good.